Welcome to the NLX Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and I want to do a reset here of some of the off-season tracking stuff up on the site. So I've got, I'm adding in the picks here, but I'm also putting in kind of needs, right, if teams have needs, and we'll kind of update this as we go along. This was something that I thought was pretty useful last year. It was made me opened my eyes a bit to the idea that it was Antonio Gibson might be in trouble. So this sort of analysis has been pretty helpful to me. So I like to include it and give you some ideas on, like, you know, teams I think are in the market for players, right, that might leave us in some trouble, right? It might leave us with some vulnerabilities on our roster, and you can kind of go from there. So let's just do a rundown. So I got them all up there. I've tinkered with the definitions a little bit. You know, it's a yes, no, maybe, right? So yes, I think there's a chance that they draft someone. No, I don't think there's a chance, or maybe there's a chance. Or, you know, yes is I think they're going to do it, right? No is I don't think they're going to do it. Maybe is I think it's a possibility, but not necessarily certain. Okay, so that's kind of the grading system there. And so I do each position. I sort of broke it down a little bit into some more discrete criteria, right? First round quarterback or trade is the quarterback threshold. And then I said first 2 days running back, first 2 days wide receiver, first 2 days tight end. Those are all the, yeah, do you draft someone on those days, right? That's kind of my angle there. So, so let's run down. So I got all of them there. I'm just going to cover, for the purposes of this show, I just want to cover the teams that have moved. Okay, so you can go check them all out. And I'm just going to cover the teams that have moved, right? I think a lot of these are fairly self-explanatory on who has needs, who has doesn't. But let's sort of reset ourselves and then kind of as we get more visits and stuff like that, it might open some eyes for us in terms of who's meeting and you know, who might be interested in different teams, and maybe we can cross teams off and feel better about certain players and the like. Chicago moved from maybe to no at quarterback, right? I thought there's a chance that they could maybe address the quarterback's position at one and trade Justin Fields. They are have obviously ruled that out by trading down to nine. So not going to happen. Again, that's not to say they won't do it next year, but this is just kind of what I'm looking at for this year. Rams, maybe to no. I was wondering about Stafford. You know, was there a retirement possibility? Seems like all tracking back towards him playing and being their quarterback. Feel pretty confident about that. So maybe to no for them. The Saints, they get Derek Carr. Not in the quarterback market anymore. That one's pretty straightforward. Giants, maybe to no. They re-up Daniel Jones. Not in the quarterback market anymore. So who are the, there's, I have seven yeses. I have Houston, Indy, Vegas, Carolina, the Jets, right? That's pending Rodgers, Washington, and Tampa Bay. Again, I don't think Tampa Bay is going to probably be able to address the position more than they have already, but it wouldn't shock me if they tried to. Right? Again, I think that they're probably, you know, if there's seven yeses, right, the way I kind of do the math on this, if there is seven yeses, right, Tampa's probably not going to be able to do it. So there's really six yeses. And then you get the top four quarterbacks. Right, you got Stroud, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, and Levis. Right, so that's four. So you got two guys that are probably left out. Of course, the Jets are a yes, and they're going to be Rodgers. So I do think that's going to leave out somebody. Right, and again, it might leave out more than one. Right, it might leave out. There might be a maybe that takes a guy. Right, so it is probably going to leave out a team, either Las Vegas or really Washington. It would kind of be one of the two teams, right? Because I think the Jets are going to get Rodgers. Houston's going to draft a quarterback at two. Indy's probably going to draft one at four or earlier than that. Carolina's going to draft one at one. You know, and then it really leaves Washington and Vegas is on the list of teams that are kind of next up. Again, does that mean, you know, it that would probably require both Seattle and Detroit to pass for someone to get to Vegas right at seven. So we'll watch that. Again, I think there's seven there. It wouldn't shock me if a couple of the maybes, some of the maybes should be yeses, right? So I think, you know, if a quarterback falls to Seattle or Detroit, they should take him in there with one of their with the picks that they have in the top six there. All right, so the running back position, Denver. I'm moving from maybe to no. Again, I don't think this is necessarily a long-term fix, but Pirine is an addition there. Is your hedge against a Javonte Williams kind of extended absence? So I am confidently moving them. I don't think they'll address the position in the first 2 days. Again, it's unlikely as well with like some of the Javonte Williams stuff, like the threat rate, like those things aren't terribly high, and then they actually bring in someone that can kind of do all that, you know, and they're probably going to want to get a look-see at him, you know, and they're don't have a ton of picks and have other needs as well. So, you know, I would suspect that they're not in that market. Vegas moves from maybe to no with bringing back Josh Jacobs on a franchise tag. I doubt that they address the position in the first 2 days. Carolina moved from maybe to no with the addition of Miles Sanders at the top of the free agency market. New Orleans moved from maybe to no with the addition of Jamal Williams, one of the top four guys in the free agency market. I'm curious to see what his role is going to be. I don't know if like if they're expecting 250 plus touches, something like that from him. I don't know if I love that for them offensively. So I'll be curious to see sort of how that goes and what they're thinking in terms of all that. Green Bay moves from maybe to no. Jones is back. And I was wondering kind of early on in the offseason, I was wondering what they were going to do. And yeah, they restructure him and kind of get him back. And that's a pretty tight 1-2. And you wouldn't think anyone, they're going to draft someone. No, that hasn't stopped him before, but I think it's probably pretty unlikely at this point. Detroit went from maybe to no. Again, Jamal Williams, free agent, but they bring in David Montgomery. That kind of answers that question for me. I do have questions about DeAndre Swift. We will see how his market moves here in the next week or so. Cincinnati actually moved from no to maybe with the P. Ryan departure. We'll see what happens with the mix and contract stuff. But that's ultimately, you know, that's a pretty lucrative spot. Again, that's a team a lot of people have hoped would draft Bijan Robinson. I don't think that's necessarily a great idea for them. As a Bills fan, I'm all about it. Some other AFC contender, you know, spending a first round pick on a running back, I'm all for it. But, yeah, we'll see. I don't know if he's there. 28 seems late for him. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see kind of where some of these markets fall. All right, receiver. Maybe to know. Vegas bringing in Jacoby Myers. Atlanta brings actually in Mac Hollins. I don't think they're going to go. Right? They've got Kyle Pitts. They bring in Jonnu Smith. Right? They feel very, they feel, for a team that's going to run the ball, they feel kind of max capacity. So I don't think that they're going to, they're going to be throwing the ball. Although they have some guys that can really block. Like adding Mac Hollins, right? That just totally leaning right into what they want to do. The Jets, I'm moving from maybe to no. Again, I think maybe they bring in Odell Beckham Jr. I don't think they're going to draft anybody. Yeah, they've got a lot of guys, and they're probably going to be heavy at wide receiver. Maybe that's an Elijah Moore trade. Maybe the yes movement is actually Carolina with the loss of DJ Moore. And they're definitely in the need. They bring in Adam Thielen. They shouldn't be done there. There's rumors they're going to bring in DJ Shark. Shouldn't probably be done there. Like, they should be a team that's in on Elijah Moore. If Elijah Moore's going to get traded, like, they should be in and just kind of in shooting for a lot of different guys to surround him, right? To surround their new quarterback, right? So if that's Elijah Moore, right? Kind of in the way that, like, they should be in the business of the way that Kansas City has kind of addressed the position, right? Like, where they went and they brought in Kadarius Toney on the cheap, right, and kind of take some of these different shots. They should kind of be in that business there to help out their young quarterback. Dallas went from yes to no. Brandon Cooks. I think that's a really good signing. That's a really good trade for them. Didn't cost much. Houston took on some of the money. That's pretty nice for them. Doesn't cost that much. And I think it gives them like a legitimate two. I don't think Gallup's ever really been that guy. And so that kind of gives me, that's always given me a bit of a pause with Gallup. Like he really wasn't that super efficient guy even before he got injured. Now he kind of fell off. Like I don't know. What is he? Yeah. If he gets back to quote pre-injury form, what is that? Well, probably a nice wide receiver three. Right. And I think that's something for Dallas, right? This is wheels up for Dak. Like, this is really good. So I hope they throw it a lot. I don't know. The whole, we got to get rid of Kellen Moore because he throws the ball too much thing isn't great. But again, there's almost addition by subtraction in that offense by getting rid of Zeke. And you add in Cooks. Like, that's pretty interesting. So that's kind of my thoughts there. Maybe to know for tight end, Atlanta. They bring in Jonnu Smith. I think I had them as a maybe earlier on in the offseason. I just wasn't sure, like, if they were going to, they play so many tight ends. Like, what is the, I didn't think they were going to draft someone in, like, round one. But do they bring in some sort of option? I don't think they're going to now, right? So that would be the take there with Jonnu Smith. The Patriots bring in Gesicki. I think they're a maybe to know if they get rid of Jonnu Smith. But they bring in Gesicki. I think that they're probably not in the business of drafting anyone in the first 2 days. The Giants as well bring in Waller. So that's kind of it. Again, the yeses for running backs that I had, I only had one yes, right? I had a whole bunch of maybes. I had 16 maybes. One yes is Houston. I thought there's a pretty good chance that they do something like that. Again, it's a high hit rate. It's a high threat rate. If they've got a lot of picks, they could be a Bijan Robinson team. Like, I'm not totally sold on that situation. I think there's just a good chance, like, with their multiple picks, like, they should be bringing in, again, I have them yes at every position because, like, they should do the Jets approach, which is just, like, throw skill position players at the board. And that's kind of the deal there. So a lot of maybes. And then, like, half the league is maybe to draft one. The receiver position, I've got 10 yeses at present. Chicago, I still think they should be in the market. Like, I think at 9 they should draft a wide receiver. I'd be sitting dead red on wide receiver 1 in this class if I was them at 9. That would probably be my approach. Houston should be yes. Again, they might be at 12. They could be in the business there. Indy, I think, is a yes. They lost Paris Campbell. They need guys around a young quarterback. Again, they should probably be a yes. Carolina certainly a yes with the loss of DJ Moore. Even if you bring in some guys, again, keep adding. Tennessee's a yes, even though I don't think they'll necessarily do it. Like, you need someone beyond just Treylon Burks at this point. The Giants, I still think, are a yes, even though they bring in Waller. Right? I still think they're a yes team to bring in another wide receiver. And I just, like, you got to keep adding. And again, now that you kind of have a quarterback, like, you got to kind of hit on a rookie wide receiver contract, right? Like, that's one of the things I think we keep seeing. Like, yeah, they bring in Paris Campbell, they got Wandell Robinson, they got Isaiah Hodges, like Darius Slayton, Sterling Shepard. Like, there's a lot of ness in there. Like, there's a lot of different guys, but no one really, like, there's no true one. Again, do they end up getting one at 25? It's a whole nother question, but it wouldn't shock me if they were in the business of some sort of trade or draft someone in the in the first 2 days. I think they kind of have to continue to do that. Baltimore, yes. Like, this has failed, right? This iteration of this, it's going to be Bateman and Devin Duvernay and DeMarcus Robinson. Like, that, the answer to that question is no. Like, it can't be that. So I think they need to be in the business there. We'll see what happens with Lamar. I think the Chargers need to address the wide receiver position. Again, I don't know if it's, like, if it's at 21, maybe. But Keenan Allen's getting old. Mike Williams, like, is more of just a supporting role guy. Like, what's the next sort of, how do you grow with Herbert? Right? Is it a speed guy? Is it someone that does, you know, something a little bit more, right? They don't have like a true guy that can really unlock some of that stuff Herbert can do deep down the field. So I think they're in the business there. Minnesota with the loss of Thielen, even though you bring in, you've got Hockenson, like I think they should be in that business as well. And then Buffalo, who I think should be drafting a wide receiver. Yeah, I don't necessarily know. I think, like, again, I'm going to sound like a Gabe Davis apologist. I'm not, but like, I think when you look at what they've done, it's like, hey, we're just going to kind of keep, like, it's kind of hard to hit on one of these guys, right? And we're going to be picking late in the round, so it's hard, right? You're not going to get like wide receiver one there very often. Like, it's going to be hard to sort of hit there. So keep kind of like switching up on who you bring in. Like, they have Gabe Davis, who's like a fine sort of complementary piece. Like, ideally he's your three, but if you've got like a good three and four, you know, and he's part of like a, you know, he's a two and there's a good three and four, like he can, you know, like it's not ideal, but you'd love to have a good tight end if he's your two, right? Like, that's kind of the way you think about it. But you bring in Deontay Hardy, you know, you have Khalil Shakir that could develop, right? I think you continue to try and, you know, you go the Kadarius Toney route. If someone gets annoyed, you know, if someone falls out of favor, like, you kind of go that, we'll just call it the Kadarius Toney playbook, like how Kansas City did that. Like, they should be in on that. So maybe they're not necessarily at 27, but we'll see. I think that they should definitely be in the market for a wide receiver. And yeah, I think that they're getting, you know, they're doing good things with like efficient guys. Like, I like when they bring in Deontay Hardy, you know what I mean? Like, I that's actually a good, I thought that was a good signing. Just because he's so darn efficient. All right, tight ends. Houston, yes. Indy, yes. Vegas, I think, is a yes with the loss of Waller. Detroit's probably a yes. Again, maybe not necessarily round one. Miami, I think, is a yes. Again, I don't know what they necessarily want out of that position. They absolutely 100% did not want Mike Gesicki. We know that. You know, what's their version of Kittle look like? I don't know. They're not going to really have a ton of assets to do it in this draft class. So, you know, we'll kind of watch for it. Again, right now they've got Durham Smythe, Eric Saubert, and Tanner Connor on their roster. Like, it seems like they're in the business of tight end. And we still have some guys out there as well. Like, Dalton Schultz is still out there. Like, there's guys that are out there at tight end that just haven't been, added in yet. So, yeah, so we'll kind of be watching that there. Some other ones here. We got the yeses. Cincinnati with the loss to Hayden Hurst, yes. I did move Carolina from yes to maybe. I said, I think it was like a please, dear God, yes, earlier with Ian Thomas. Like, any move to put Ian Thomas playing less snaps, it's just, that's a good addition. And so they bring in Hayden Hurst to do that. So I got six yeses in that category. Again, I don't think I mentioned earlier that Carolina moved, but they did. Seven yeses at quarterback, one yes at running back, 10 yeses at wide receiver, six yeses at tight end. And maybe more importantly, 17 no's at quarterback, 15 no's at running back, 12 no's at wide receiver, and 14 no's at tight end. I have also in the tracker added in picks, right? So all the picks. The team with the most picks in this draft is actually Vegas. Notably, I found a couple of these. There's Houston, the Rams, and San Francisco all have 11 picks in this draft, and notably, San Francisco doesn't pick until 99 and still has 11 picks in the draft. So a lot of comp picks. They have 99, 101, 102, all related to like diversity hires. It is that, or I think it's hires from their team by other teams for diverse candidates. So notable there. you know, I don't know if that's an edge that they're actually seeking out, but certainly an edge that they're benefiting from, just in terms of volumes of picks. So, and notably, one other thing I did see, even though Carolina traded, they still have, they have one in 39. And then one other one that I noted too, Detroit picks, you know, being pretty good last year, better than maybe we expected, four times in the top 55. So their own pick, the Seattle, the pick from the Rams trade, like Seattle has, with picking twice there, right? Both being better than expected, and the team they traded their quarterback to being worse than expected. So both beneficiaries there, but also they have the Minnesota pick because of the Hockenson trade. So that was one that jumped out to me. Seattle, similar situation. They pick four times in the top 52 picks. So those teams, certainly ones to watch in this upcoming draft. All right, that'll do it here for this edition. Again, we're going to get cranking here on draft content. We'll have a couple of things updated. I'm going to update the hierarchy of assets, have a little content on that. We'll have some content fishing out to tight end tiers as well. Probably going to do like one or two big shows, right? There's not really like a ton there in terms of like things we're going to necessarily break apart. But we'll do that. And then, you know, full speed ahead, rookies, we'll be doing strategy stuff. Add your questions in there. If you have questions, add them in to the group chat for subscribers to the group chat. Add them in to the sub chat room there that has the group chat that has all the strategy stuff in there. So go ahead, leave it in there, and you'll get all that. You know, you'll be on a list of things for me to address either in, you know, in some way, shape, or form, whether it's podcasts or something other that we can address with that. So that'll do it here for this edition. All right, until next time, continue embrace the variance. We're going to talk again very soon.